Title: Resample a Whiny Pitch Dip in Ableton Live 12 for Late Night Roller Weight. Hello. In this lesson you'll learn how to turn a short vocal syllable into a tight, characterful one-shot, a whiny pitch dip printed to audio, layered with a clean sine sub, and processed to sit as low-end weight in a late-night drum and bass roller. We'll design the dip, resample it, add sub-layers, build a compact FX chain, and give you quick ways to make variations. What you'll build: a resampled one-shot of a whiny vocal pitch dip, a tuned sine sub layer for deep roller weight, a compact chain of EQ, saturation, compression and short ambience to keep presence while maintaining dark atmosphere. A ready sample you can drop into a DNB loop. Let's walk through it step by step. I'll assume you have a short vocal phrase or single syllable to start with. Prep the source vocal first, create an audio track and drop your vocal in. Trim it to a short, clear syllable, anywhere from 30 milliseconds up to a second depending on how much melodic content you want. Add short clip fades to remove clicks or noise. Enable warp on the clip and set warp mode to complex pro. That gives smoother pitch movement and preserves form and character. Turn off heavy transient preservation and leave formant behavior at default for now. Design the whiny pitch dip. Two approaches. Approach 1. Simpler, recommended for precise dips. Drag the trimmed vocal into simpler and classic mode on a MIDI track. Set the root key so the sample plays in tune. Play a MIDI note to check. Open simpler's pitch envelope, enable it and set mode to decay. Set amount to a negative value. Try between minus 12 and minus 5 semitones for a pronounced drop. Set decay between about 120 and 600 milliseconds depending on how fast you want the dip. Use almost zero attack for a snap, and a tiny release to avoid clicks. If you want extra whine, automate simpler's transpose briefly or add a short pitch bend on the MIDI note so the pitch moves downward slightly after the sample starts. Approach 2, audio track plus pitch device. If you prefer working in audio, put Ableton's pitch effect on the audio track. Automate the shift parameter in arrangement or clip automation so pitch detunes downward over 100 to 400 ms. Keep warp on complex pro so formants stay intact. Add character now and texture. A tiny grain delay works well. Set dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. Keep grain size very short. Turn sync off for an organic smear or on for tempo locked character. Or use a frequency shifter with a low wet amount, 5 to 15%, for a metallic edge. Add mild saturation with saturator. 1 to 3 dB of drive and soft clip on will warm the harmonics without getting out of control. Resample the design dip. Create a new audio track and name it Resample. In the input chooser, set audio from to resampling. Arm this track for recording and make sure monitoring is off. Solo the vocal or MIDI track and any effects you want to print. Hit record in arrangement view and trigger the simpler MIDI note or the audio clip with your pitch automation. You'll capture a clean printed audio file of the whiny dip. Edit the resampled file, consolidate and trim the recorded clip. Use short fades to remove any transient clicks. Set warp to complex pro if you plan to retune. Use clip transpose to nudge tuning if necessary. For variations, duplicate the clip and apply small transpose or detune amounts to build a bank of slightly different dips. Add late night roller weight with a sub. Create a new MIDI track with operator. Initialize it. Oscillator A as a pure sine, other oscillators off. Set release to roughly match the dip length, around 500 ms is a good starting point. Play a MIDI note tuned to the dip's landing pitch. For example, if the dip lands around E1, play E1. If you want the sub to follow the pitch movement, shorten operator's pitch envelope or program a small pitch automation. Keep the sub pure and avoid heavy distortion to retain clarity. Glue them together and process for mix. Select the resampled whine and the operator sub and group them. On the group, add EQ 8. High pass the whine at around 60 to 80 hz to reserve the sub. Add a gentle presence boost around 2 to 5 kHz and cut any mod between 200 and 400 hz as needed. Saturator. Apply mild drive to the whine chain. Use parallel processing via an audio effect rack if you want to keep the sub clean. Glue compressor. Set a medium ratio, around 3:1. Short attack and medium release. Sidechain it to the kick or snare bus if you want classic DNB pumping. Reverb. A short plate or small room with a small pre-delay of 10 to 30 milliseconds adds late night ambience without washing the hit. Echo. Add a subtle 1/16 or 1/8 repeat. Low feedback and filter the repeats so they sit bright without clutter. Final tuning and variations. Use utility to balance gain and to narrow the whine a little. Keep the low end mono. Create alternate dips. by transposing copies of the consolidated clip by small intervals, and retune the sub accordingly. Save your favorite dips as clips or drag them into the browser for quick recall. Common mistakes to avoid: don't resample with the wrong routing. You'll record silence if the track isn't audible or soloed. Preview the resampling path before recording. Avoid heavy format destroying processing before design. Extreme pitch shifts or time stretching can make the result unnatural. Use complex, pro, and modest moves. Don't make the sub too loud or distorted. An overly gritty sub blurs low-end clarity. Avoid long reverb or delay tails on short dips. Use short decay and low feedback. Always match the sub pitch to the dip's landing pitch. If it's out of tune, the low end will float. Pro tips: add a tiny transient pitch bend at the start to humanize the dip. Create pseudo-formant movement by duplicating and transposing one copy by about 7 to 12 semitones, low-pass it, and blend it under the original. Use clip gain to audition dynamics fast. Keep the sub mono below about 120 Hz to avoid phase issues. If the dip doesn't clearly land on a note, use spectrum to find the perceived fundamental and tune your sub to the nearest low octave. Save your best printed dips in a well-organized folder with root notes in the file names. Makes future programming fast. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Load a short vocal syllable into Simpler. 2. Program a single MIDI note and set Simpler's pitch envelope to a minus 7 semitone dip with about 300 ms decay. 3. Add a grain delay, a 12% dry slash wet, and a saturator with 1.5 dB drive. 4. Resample to a new audio track. 5. Create an operator subtune to the dip's ending pitch and group it with resampled audio. 6. High pass the whine at 70 Hz and add glue compression on the group with a short release. 7. Export the one shot and drop it into a drum loop to check the fit. Recap: you've designed a pitch dip using Simpler or the pitch device with Complex Pro Warp, printed it via resampling, layered a pure sine sub and operator tune to the dip's landing note, and processed the result with EQ, saturation, compression, and short ambience to create a tight one shot for a late night roller. Save your best dips into a sample pack and experiment with fills and stabs in your arrangements. That's it. Now open Live, pick a vocal snippet, and start printing your own whiny dips.